This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It's being marketed as the feel-bad movie of Christmas. David Fincher's version of the Swedish thriller The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo opens next week. It stars Rooney Mara as the fierce, tiny, pierced, and tattooed punk investigator, Lisbeth Salander.
Something wrong with the report?
Oh, it was quite thorough. But I'm also interested in what's not in it.
There's nothing not in it.
Your opinion of him isn't.
He's clean, in my opinion.
Rooney Mara is 26 and a relative unknown. Her name reveals the deep football bloodlines on both sides of her family. Her great-grandfathers, Art Rooney and Tim Mara, founded the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Giants. Rooney Mara had a couple of brief crackling scenes in The Social Network, also directed by David Fincher. But this part, Lisbeth Salander, was huge and coveted by some of the biggest names in Hollywood. Mara says at first, Fincher didn't even consider her for the part. Then he came to her with a list of requirements.
He was like, you're going to have to learn how to smoke. You're going to have to ride a motorcycle. You're going to have to be naked. You're going to have to, you know, do these horrible rape scenes. You're going to have to perfect the accent. You're going to have to go off and really sort of be alone for an entire year.
And you said, sign me up? What were you thinking?
Before I had had my first audition, I hadn't even read the books yet. I wasn't, like, crazy obsessed yet, but after I got that call, I started to get really excited, and I knew I had a really good chance at it. So I went and I read all three books, and I just became obsessed with the character, and I couldn't imagine my life without playing her. So when he gave me that list, you know, the only thing on it that really scared me was the motorcycle. I was really kind of excited for the rest of it.
Really? Of all the things, the brutal, brutal extended rape, piercings, which I think are real, tattoos maybe not real, but the piercings were real in sensitive spots.
Yes, I did get a lot of the piercing.
But it was the motorcycle that really freaked you out.
Yeah, that seemed like the most dangerous thing to me. You know, the rest is sort of emotional, intellectual work that I was really excited for, and the motorcycle thing seemed kind of dangerous to me.
It's interesting. In the book, she's riding a kind of a tiny bike. But the bike that you're riding, the motorcycle that you're riding in the movie, looks like a monster. What was that?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, hello, did you read the book?
And
you're putting
me
on this bike,
right?
That's like three times my size. You know, we wanted her to have a really old, kind of cool-looking bike that she kind of pieced together from different parts. I don't know why it had to be so heavy, but the older bikes are heavy, so we didn't really have a choice.
Do you think it was helpful for you to be more of an unknown quantity for this part than some of the more familiar names that were being considered, apparently, Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman, that you're a little bit more of a blank canvas for the audience?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, oh, how do you feel? You beat out these girls. And I'm nowhere in the same league as those girls. So when those names started flying around, I always knew that it was either going to be someone from that camp or someone who was unknown. You know, I felt very strongly that the character needed to be played by someone unknown because she's such an enigma and she's such a question mark. I just felt like, you know, if they cast someone who the audience already had a relationship with and already had sort of an idea of who they were, it would do a disservice to the character. So I never felt like I was up against those people.
Rooney Mara, how did you come to understand Lisbeth Salander? What drives her? What made her so damaged in so many ways? And what sort of becomes her moral code?
You know, I was kind of lucky in that I didn't really have to figure that out. It was very spelled out for me. I had three books with sort of an endless well of information, and I never felt at a loss. And, you know, she is this question mark, and she is this, you know, enigma, but certain people have certain personality traits at their core, and I think that I probably have some of hers. I mean, our lives couldn't be more different, but, you know, I think we have a lot of similarities in other areas.
What kinds of things?
You know, I've always been sort of more of a quiet sort of loner. I never did group sports or really group anything. I was always sort of a solo kind of person. I think I'm pretty slow to warm, like she is, slow to trust people. She likes to investigate every facet of something completely before she engages with it, before she's ready to reveal herself to the world. And I definitely have that trait to a fault.
You know, I talked last year with Noomi Rapace, the Swedish actress who mm-hmm. plays Lisbeth Salander in the Swedish movies, and she actually said she got physically ill at the end of the series. Let me play you what she said.
It was kind of strange because when we were done, you know, the last day after the last scene, all the producers came with champagne and, you know, everybody wanted to celebrate. And I just said, you know, I have to go to the bathroom, and I just started to throw up. And it was like my body was physically just throwing Lisbeth out of my whole element.
It's an interesting notion, Rooney Mara, that a part can take so much out of you. I do wonder how you gear up for making it through another two movies. Can you keep that intensity, and is it even healthy to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's possible. I think it was really hard work, and it's certainly hard to sort of embody such a dark place for that amount of time. I felt as though it was much harder to come out of it than it was to go into it. Going into it was really easy for me.
When you were done shooting Girl with a Dragon Tattoo and, mm-hmm. and coming home to your normal life, what was that transition like for you?
You know, it was really hard. It was because it wasn't a clean break, you know. We would finish and come back and have like a week off, and then we'd have to reshoot one of the rape scenes, and then, you know, then we'd have to go back to Sweden and reshoot some more. And then I had, you know, photo shoots and press days. So I didn't have like a last day of shooting and then I was free from it. You know, I had to stay in the hair and piercings for a few weeks. It was really hard, you know, to sort of be in that in-between place. And it was really hard coming out of the character. And David always said to me, well, you were probably more at odds with your former self. And then that's why it's harder for you to come out of it. I was working at 100 miles per hour for over a year. I think it's hard to come off of an experience like that. You know, it's kind of like, what do I do now?
Rooney Mara, have your parents seen the movie yet?
They have. They saw it a few days ago, actually.
What'd they tell you?
You know, they were really proud. They were really nervous to see it. My dad said he was more nervous to see it than he was for any of the Super Bowls that he's been to.
It must be an excruciating thing for them to watch. I mean, there's some horrible, horrible things that happened to your character.
I think it was, you know, but I think that I'm lucky in the sense that you kind of forget that it's me. It doesn't look like me. It doesn't walk like me or talk like me. And so I think it was easier for them to get lost in it than maybe any other part.
Rooney Mara stars as Lisbeth Salander in the new movie, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Rooney Mara, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The movie opens next week. And one last note about her last name, which is legendary in the world of football. I asked her, is it Mara or Mara?
My family says Mara because they have sort of New York accents, but I actually say Mara. I don't know why.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.